Radio Network.
All right, we are back coming to you live toward a pizza. Duh. Next week, I'll be in Las Vegas, hopefully broadcasting somewhere from New York, New York. You will be somewhere here with the bad internet. You'll have the bad internet here. I'll have the bad internet in New York, New York.
Awesome.
Duke, North Carolina tonight.
Ooh.
They're alleging tickets over $10,000.
No.
I don't see it. I don't get it.
Just to see Z go balling on them?
Just not just to see him. I mean, they're claiming, I was listening to, was it Billis?
Jay Billis.
Jay Billis, this is the best freshman class of all time.
Better than the Fab Five?
That's what he was saying.
The Fab Five never won anything.
Well, neither is Duke.
Right. So they're equal.
Well, now they're all one and dones.
Right. Of course.
You know, they're going to have the number one and the number two pick.
Sure.
But it's North Carolina Duke.
Is that the same team without Coach K? I mean, is that a product of the system? Is that a Belichick thing? I mean, is that a system that develops those kids?
I'm going to say no, only because there's probably 5, 6, 8 coaches that could probably do the same thing. You know, but all right, you ready to go head to head?
Let's go head to head,
Judge.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, let's welcome to the program. He's been in exile for a long, long time. Shano, what's up?
Hopefully, I can get back after I win this thing.
Well, we'll see.
So, do the groundwork. I haven't been listening, so I don't know what has been said, and bring it up to speed, please.
Nothing. I have not mentioned anything. I'm letting you bring it to the table. Go.
Okay. So I saw a report in Brooklyn in April, I believe it's April 6th, D-Generation X will be the first inductee in the WWE Hall of Fame 2019 class. I have just been seeing some stuff on Twitter that kind of irked me a little bit, and I wanted to see where you guys stood, and then I'll tell you where I stand, and then we can argue if we don't agree.
Okay, so D-Generation X, and I'm speaking to you because I'm sure you have no idea who it is.
None.
D-Generation X is 5 members.
5.
It's six. Triple H.
6 members. 6 members.
Is it 6? All right, so it's Triple H, it's Shawn Michaels, it's X-Pac. Yeah, you're right, it's 6. It's China, it's Road Dogg, and who's the... And Billy Gunn. And Billy Gunn.
Okay.
Okay, so some people... And I think I know where Sean is going, but some people are claiming that you're not a Hall of Famer. See, I've brought up about if a fight is in a Hall of Fame, a fight.
Like Stephen Bonner, Forrest Griffin.
Well, Matt Hughes and Frank Trigg.
Sure.
I mean, there's been plenty of fights. The fight is in the Hall of Fame, not the two fighters.
Right.
This, I think, is different. This is a group that go out and perform. You know, just like the Four Horsemen. Those Four Horsemen are Hall of Famers, and they made the Horsemen, which made the Hall of Fame. I am okay with calling any of those 6, especially, is it Billy Gunn that I like?
No, you like Road Dogg.
Road Dogg, Jesse James, okay. He's the one.
Yeah, he's the mouth. Yeah, he's the voice.
He is the voice, and I love the guy.
Okay.
And so... I think I know that where you are and you're disagreeing with me. I believe all 6 are Hall of Famers.
Negative. D-Generation X is in the Hall of Fame. The plaque says DX. The plaque does not say, was it Sean something that's X-Pac or however you say Paul's last name, Triple H. I know it's some French name. I'm not sure. Shawn Michaels, if that's his real name, it's not going to say it. No. They are in as D-Generation X. They are not in for their solo work. They're in there for their group work. So it's the group or nobody.
Right. No, I get that. They are in there for their group work.
So D-Generation X is a Hall of Famer. You don't say Triple H Hall of Famer because he's not.
Yeah, see, I disagree.
But how many Four Horsemen were there?
Well, there was more than 4, but only 4 deserve to be horsemen.
Well, if you're putting the group in, the group is going in.
That's not true. When you go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they tell you who goes in.
They do, and you want to hear this one too, right? Ready? Ready for this one? I got to find the... Hold on. Now I got to find the year. I'm looking for the year.
Okay, it's live radio.
I know. But you guys go in and out anyway, so it doesn't matter.
What did he say?
We go in and out because your internet's awful.
Oh, I thought he was in Exxon.
Sometimes it's live radio and sometimes it isn't. So
it's pronounced Jacksonville.
It doesn't matter the year, but the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Jackson 5 got in. Okay? Jackson 5 got in. So all five names went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as the Jackson 5, not as individuals. Because Michael Jackson went in years later by himself. So why would he then re-go in if he was already in the Hall of Fame? Case in point, thank you very much. I win.
But if it says Jackson 5 and then it says Tito and Jermaine and sure. Michael.
Members, but they are not. There's one jacket that goes out. Six members, but there's one jacket. And that just goes to the group of D-Generation X.
That's not true. But again, that's not true. Each one of D-Generation X will get a Hall of Fame ring. Each member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will get a Hall of Fame ring. Case in point.
And that shouldn't happen. The ring, there should be one ring that says D-Generation X, and I hope they have the same ring size because they can share. Because it is a group thing. It is not. It's not an individual thing. And Triple H runs the whole thing anyway, so it really doesn't matter what we say.
Each member gets a ring. Each member gets a jacket.
Each member. D-Generation X is the member. That is the member party. The vessel that is carrying these six people is the vessel of D-Generation X.
But if each member of D-Generation X gets a ring, then each one of them are Hall of Fame.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, I'm still not. Even if they have a ring, it's a fake ring. It's a fake Hall of Fame anyway. So it really doesn't matter.
Not every player gets a Stanley Cup, but they get to be champions.
Yeah, how about that? There you go. Good. I like that. How about the Stanley Cup?
It's only one cup.
It says the New Jersey Generals are Stanley Cup champions. Does that mean each player that played is not a Stanley Cup champ?
They get their name on there. They're a part of that. This is the Hall of Fame, something completely different than winning a championship.
All right, well, I think we're going to agree to disagree.
And the team name goes on there anyway. The team won the cup. You're a state champion,
Matt.
But it's more so for the. What do you say?
I'm saying, God, Matt Rule.
My only ruling is that I'm a big Jackson 5 fan, but my second favorite Tito behind Ortiz is Tito Jackson.
So what does that mean?
Who it means absolutely nothing?
He wouldn't recognize either one walking down the street.
What do you mean? I think I know what.
Tito's were walking down the street, you'd have no idea who they were.
A 50-50 chance I'd get one of them right.
Oh, it's a 100% chance I get one of them right.
Well, I know you're going to get one right because that's your guy.
I don't know what that means.
That is your guy. Tito Ortiz is your guy.
We're on different radios, so I can't say that.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, thanks for calling, Sean.
I haven't heard a ruling. I haven't nothing.
You make the ruling, and then I'm going to, I abide by your ruling.
I think that the group going in is stupid. I think it's got to be individual performance.
I'm okay with D-Generation X going in. I'm okay with.
But what if one guy
what
sucks?
What about a tag team?
What's the guy, Road Animal?
First of all, Road Dog Jesse James was pretty good.
All right, so I don't know who that is.
They were a great tag team.
Yeah, well. I don't think he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
It doesn't matter what you deserve deserves.
Yes, it is. I'm the judge.
Okay, you're right. All right, Sean, we'll continue this later.
All right, well, you guys have fun. Thanks.
Yeah, we will. Thanks. What was that? Thanks.
He's in exile. I think they pronounce that Jacksonville.
Oh, God, that place is awful.
Exileville.
It truly is awful in Jacksonville.
Do they have any Hall of Famers out of Jacksonville? Anything ever been good out of
Leonard place? Skinner.
Oh yeah, another rock and roll band I don't identify with musically.
Who, Leonard Skinner?
Yeah, I know who it is. Didn't they sing the flame song where everybody puts a lighter in the air? And
I thought everybody did that in the 70s.
Why did they do that? Do you know how illegal that would be nowadays?
Well, it would set off fire alarms inside of arenas.
It's true.
A lot of people want to come in here when it's closed.
But what about Kiss? Like, don't they have flames in their show?
Yeah,
like,
they do.
They're gonna set off some fireworks up in Philly.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. That'll be, 29th? March 29th.
Yeah, because UFC, 30th?
It will be the 30th. Yeah. Yep. So a lot of cool stuff in Philly, first and foremost, next week in Las Vegas. We'll have some fighters on next week. I do want to a major thank you to Arcade 1UP. Have you seen my Pac-Man?
No. Oh, I did see. I did see a picture of that.
I'll tell you what. This stuff is good stuff.
Yeah?
It really, truly is. It's like $2.99 at Walmart.
Okay.
You know, I've always wanted to put a video game in the house.
Does it have multiple games? Is it just
one? This one is just Pac-Man.
Just Pac-Man.
Now, I know that some new ones are coming out that'll have five.
Like the multi-cade kind of thing?
Yep.
Now, does it have a coin slot? You still get to put the quarter in?
No. I wish, because then I'd invite people over to play.
So you can make money.
Yeah, right now people are like, I want to come and play. I'm like, unless you put a quarter in the dish. We're thinking about, I was going to have a meeting with Kevin Carter today, and some things came up. You know, we'll have a meeting, you know, at a later time. We're going to take one of these, or we're going to have one shipped to Waiting for Wishes in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
And then my idea is that you pay 20 or 25 bucks to play against a celebrity of your choosing.
Oh, that'd be cool. Head-to-head Pac-Man.
Right?
That's a great idea.
I don't know if 25 is enough, but, you know, it's got to be enough, but not too
shouldn't
much.
Shouldn't it be like Guitar Hero or something here in Nashville?
But it depends.
The Music City.
Well, first it has to be whatever Arcade 1UP makes. They make Asteroids.
Okay.
They make, they're coming out with Golf Tee.
Oh, what is it? Golden Tee?
Golden Tee.
Oh,
so I'm definitely going to get one of those.
Man, do you know how much money I invested in that company?
No, I don't.
A lot. That was my game.
See, now you could put something like that in here.
Yeah, but then I would never go home.
Hold on a second. Your wife's calling.
Yeah.
She just bought you one.
Like, I'm on hole number 13, baby. I'll call you back.
She just bought you one to put in here. And she wants to, she's so sure she doesn't want you to come home, she's buying you two.
Well, free to hand.
if you get bored.
I play my first nine, I mean, my back nine at the same time.
Rumors have it our guy Wilder.
Okay. Deontay. Bronze Bomber.
And Fury are going to fight early December.
That's awesome. And you said you're going to it.
I will go to it.
Where is it at? Vegas?
I don't know. I don't care.
Well, it's got to be a big money market. I mean, it's got to go where the money is.
The last one was in L.A.
Yeah, but I'm saying this time it's got to be a bigger show. I mean,
why?
No, everyone wants to see it.
Yeah, but everybody will still want to go see it.
There's controversy now.
Yeah, but I don't think that matters.
I was moving to Vegas.
I'd rather go to L.A.
Yeah?
I'd rather go to L.A.
Just see, go see Mike Tyson.
I want to go see Mike Tyson. There's a French dip place there called Felipe's.
Are you still doing that on the second or the third? Are you going to L.A. for on the third?
No, seeing that no, I'm not going.
No? Okay.
I changed it.
So the second is the Jones-Smith fight.
Yeah, Sunday, the third in Las Vegas, is a toy Comic-Con.
What?
Yeah, in Vegas.
So what do you do?
I'm going to go hang out.
Go play with old toys?
There's old toys. The Chips people are there, Paunch, and I forget what Wilcox's name was.
I called him Fonzie last year.
It wasn't Fonzie.
They're all the same to me.
It wasn't
Fonzie. Anybody with sunglasses and a leather jacket are cool.
All right, so good news, and I've already announced it once. The April 20th Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship has now been postponed, which is great for me because now I can go run the Rugged Maniac with all the rest of you lunatics.
Yes.
But that means the event that I'm going to get to go cover, the event that I'm going to broadcast from, will be April 6th.
Okay.
So the same day as WrestleMania, I will be in Biloxi. And we had Artem on last week.
Yep.
Let's welcome to the program his opponent on April 6th, Jason Knight. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. How y'all doing?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Tell us, you know, how this whole thing went down. Everything is Artem, Artem, Artem. And I think a lot of people are forgetting that it's also Jason, Jason, Jason.
Yeah, everybody said Artem, 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 but they don't know that he's coming to my house. You know what I'm saying? This is Biloxi. This is my backyard. We're not going to Ireland or Russia or none of that shit, none of that stuff. We're coming to Mississippi. But man, the thing is, Bare Knuckle had reached out to me about, I don't know, probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, maybe a month, something like that, and they had said something about possibly trying to get me to fight for them, and I kind of blew it off. I told them, you know, I'd be interested if you can talk my manager into it. I doubt they're going to be able to, but, you know, talk to him. Because my coach, Mike Sanford, he's my manager, him and Alan Belcher. And, you know, they're like my brothers, you know what I'm saying? They're going to look out for what's in my best interest. And, you know, I honestly didn't think they was going to be able to talk them into it. Well, then, you know, Mikey said, you know, started telling me, you know, there's possibilities and stuff. And then I posted something about, hey, look, I know Bare Knuckle's coming to Mississippi. You know, I want in. And then the next morning I wake up and Artem's already talking about he's fighting me. Well, you know, I guess they was talking to my coaches in my sleep or whatever, you know, they're talking to Mike. And, you know, I woke up, I called my coach. I was like, hey, man, are we fighting Artem? I said, yeah. I said, oh, awesome. Hell yeah, let's do it. You know, the way I've always told my coaches and everything is, you know, if you're good with it, I'm good with it, you know, and I give them full authority to make my decisions for me, you know, and if they say we're doing it, that's what we're doing, you know.
Why did you think, Jason, that neither one of them would be on board, and what was it that put them over the top to say, yeah, let's do this?
The only thing I was kind of worried about is because Bare Knuckle FC is just starting out, you know, and it's really not that big of an organization. But, you know, I mean, it seems like it's starting to grow and everything. And there's a lot of people talking about it, especially now that me and Artem's fighting each other. And then, you know, you got Chase Sherman who's fighting. You got, I think it's Chris Leben. Yeah.
Yep.
But, yeah, you know, it seems like they're getting bigger. But I think what ultimately the reason that my coach let me have it, I told him, you know, I told him, look, I think it would be fun because it's not going to go against my MMA record. I'm fighting right here at home. I get to go out and show out in front of, you know, the people that got me to the UFC, the fans that still cheered for me even after the four losses, the fans that are going to be there, you know, even after I'm done fighting. Those are the people I get to go fight in front of. You know, I try to, you know, emphasize that I really kind of would like to do it, you know, if they can work out a good deal or whatever. And, you know, my coach, he had talked to David Feldman, and he seems like, you know, he thinks it's a pretty good little deal that we got going with him. And I don't have to sign a three-fight contract or anything like that. We're just signing one fight. And then that way, you know, even though Bare Knuckle says that it is a non-exclusive contract, I can fight for any other promotion. What other promotion in their right mind would want to sign me if I'm already signed to a Bare Knuckle promotion? You know, I'm guaranteed to get cut. You know, most likely going to break my hand. You know, something like that. So, you know, 1FC or, you know, Risen, Bellator, any of those, they're not going to really pick up anybody who's already signed to another organization. So I was just thinking that if I get this one fight out, have fun in my hometown, you know, maybe Bare Knuckle offers me another three-fight deal after that or another deal after that, and I might want to take it. But for now, we're going to fight one time and, you know, see what happens after that, see who else wants to talk to me.
How about it? The excitement of helping a brand-new organization? You know, I have been involved with the UFC since almost the very beginning and seeing where it came from and building it. There has to be some excitement about getting in on the ground floor of a new organization led by a guy who is 100% class and Dave Feldman. There's got to be some excitement in that as well.
Yeah, man, I'm excited about it because, you know, what's the cool thing right now, Bare Knuckle, I don't think they've really had a very big event, you know, that sold a whole lot of tickets. But, I mean, I don't think y'all realize, I believe I'm fixing to sell this shit out of the Coast Coliseum. You know, I used to fight around here at the casinos, and back then, I would make the spot. I mean, I would make the promoters, you know, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 by myself before I ever made it to the UFC. You know, just hustling tickets on the side, I would wind up making $2,500 extra in ticket sales. Whenever I was supposed to be just, you know, making like $1,200 for the fight, I wind up making like $3,500 because I was hustling tickets. Because man, every time I fight on the Gulf Coast, it's electric. There's so many Jason Knight fans out there screaming their ass off. If I'm in a bad spot, you're going to hear, Jason, Jason, Jason. If I'm winning the fight, if I'm doing good, you're going to hear them chanting. You're going to hear so many Jason Knight fans, it's going to be electric. You're not even going to be able to hear yourself think because all the fans are going to be drowning everybody else out, and I can guarantee that.
All right, let me ask you this before I let you go. The fight is April 6th against Artem. Everybody's going to come to the fight Saturday night. What else is there to do around Biloxi? What would you recommend our audience that's going to fly in for this event? What should they do on Friday? What can they do on Thursday in either Biloxi or the Biloxi area?
Man, you got casinos all along the Gulf Coast. There's casinos all up and down. I love to go play blackjack. You got several little nightclubs, Ocean Springs, Biloxi, downtown Ocean Springs, downtown Biloxi, Gulfport. You know, all around here, there's all kind of nightlife. I promise you, on Fridays and Saturdays, the casinos are going to be jumping. Every little club around here, every little bar is going to be jumping. And especially after Jason Knight fights that night, I promise you, the streets are going to be filled with fans, raising hell, having fun.
That is awesome. I'm looking forward to it. That is April 6th. Jason, we're going to put you on hold so that we can get your address and information. We're going to send you a package from 8 Man Strong for giving us some time on the show today.
Awesome, man. If anybody out there is looking to get a spot for a sponsorship, hit me up. And I've got a lot of available spots for sponsors and trying to make this the best show possible.
Awesome. Thank you very much. That is Jason Knight taking on Artem. April 6th, I will be there. I don't know where you're going to be. Are you coming or not? You have a family, I know.
I felt guilty for, bailing on the Randy regime for the Rugged Maniac, so I've been going to 6th. I'm not doing anything that weekend.
Yeah, we'll see.
How do we get there?
We? What are we, French all of a sudden?
I mean, how does one get to Biloxi?
Drive from New Orleans to Biloxi.
That's a lot of work.
Well, then better yet, stay here and get a new internet connection.
Can I just take a ferry? Like
hey, what you do on your private time is. I have nothing.
I said, take a ferry. Not. I am a ferry. I said, go across the water. Like, can't we? Like, don't they have those in South Florida? They go from Fort Myers over to Key West.
I have no idea.
They like high speed ferry boats. You just jump on like $100 and just.
I have no idea. I've never been to Key West in my life.
Really?
Never.
Are you serious?
Why, have you been there?
Yeah, twice. I won my pro card in natural bodybuilding there. It's an amazing place.
That doesn't surprise me that that's the place you wanted.
They love me. They love me.
I am sure.
I was the people's champ.
All right, we're going to go hit our bottom of the hour break. When we come back, Mickey Gall in about 15 minutes or so, resting in L.A. Next Saturday, he takes on Diego Sanchez. I wasn't going to use the nickname because he's changed. How do you change a nickname?
What do you change it to? Is no longer the Nightmare?
I don't think he is.
What?
Yeah, or he might have gone back to it. I know that he's had more than one. And my question to you, and I want you to think about it, is can you name yourself and can you change your own nickname? They're the two questions I'd like you to answer when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song. And that is so cute that your phone sits on.
Living easy, living free, season ticket on a one-way ride, asking nothing, leave me be, check out every day and last fine, don't need reason, don't need rhyme, ain't nothing I'd rather do, going down, party time, my
Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream, where I can chase adventure like Maui and Moana.
Dream big with Rapunzel.
Anna Proof's family is forever.
And Belle shows us beauty is found within.
At Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream.
Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Coming to Amalie Arena March 21st through 24th.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Party like a pirate at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Open weekends February 16th through March 31st. Discount coupons available at Hungry Howie's Pizza. Discount tickets available at Circle K and BayAreaRenFest.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Rugged Maniac returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 20th, and we hope you will join the Randy regime as we run the 25 epic obstacles from fire jumps, water slides, trampolines, underground tunnels, and much more in a three-mile course ending with beer and music. Register today at ruggedmaniac.com. Pick your race time and shirt size, and then get ready for the best time you've ever had. This is the Rugged Maniac 2019.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hi, this is Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
I was just going to dance.
You're dancing.
I'm a dancer.
Unfortunately, I got to listen to it.
All right. So, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, April 6th, on pay-per-view. If you're not going to fly there to Biloxi, well, or fly to New Orleans and then drive to Biloxi, or fly to New Orleans and swim to Biloxi like you're going to attempt to do.
Yeah, there's no good way to get to Biloxi.
Yeah.
Move the event to New Orleans.
Move the event to Philadelphia. That's what I wanted to do. You go. How about you do it the night before like a UFC?
It's not a bad idea.
And I know you would love to do it. Dave's from Philadelphia.
He is.
And I've never really met an owner, and we've talked about it, and I've had Dave on numerous times, that is so passionate. You know, about when he jumped up there and screamed and hollered and hooted and hollered and all that kind of stuff. I liked it. It's passion.
Sure.
It's definitely passion. All right. It has been announced. Your boy, Kelvin Gastelum.
Okay.
And Israel.
Is he the champ?
No. They're going to fight for the fake belt.
Right. Because he didn't earn the belt. Whitaker's out. He was injured.
Right. I hate these fake belts.
Yeah.
I hate them.
Stupid.
It's ridiculous. I can't stand them.
That's what we should go head to head on.
I don't think anybody would disagree.
Well, why do they keep doing it if they have to have a title? They have to have somebody have a belt.
Yes.
Really?
And I think what the thinking is, if it's for a fake title, if it's for a fake belt, it adds to the poster, it adds to the marketing, it adds to the sale that it's a title fight, whether it is or it isn't. Does anybody consider a fake belt title?
I hope not.
I don't know how you could.
Yeah.
You know, in no disrespect. Maybe it is disrespect because it doesn't mean anything.
Right.
You're still runner up.
Right.
You have a runner up trophy.
Right. I got one of those from the St. Pete Grand Prix last year.
And honestly, you earned that about as much as these fake titles are.
I worked hard to earn that title.
No, you stole it.
No, I didn't steal it. It was awarded to me.
It was given to you.
I didn't steal it.
Well, you stole it, but I didn't.
No, it was awarded, and I accepted it.
Right, that you stole.
They awarded you one, and you walked away from it.
Is that still not the best? Come on.
That's you.
I saw your face.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it, because Roundtree wouldn't have given it up.
Why are you? What are you trying to do here?
I'm just saying.
Why are you trying to start stuff?
I'm not saying anything.
And by the way, since I had your mic down, that is a cute stand.
I found this in my office.
I was going to say, what'd you pay? About 42 cents for that?
It was free because one of my employees probably bought it and forgot about it. So
that is awful.
Hopefully they don't work for me anymore, so I get to keep it.
It truly is. It truly is awful. But no, I hate fake belts.
Do you want to go back to the Phoenix fight while we're waiting for Mickey Gall?
Sure. I mean, like the whole, I'm glad we didn't go to Phoenix for 26 seconds of action.
Like I said, that's not true. Because, first of all, there were some, you already talked about Vinny Barbarino's fight.
That was a great fight, though.
You know, see, the sweat hog that he is.
Personally, because I'm not really a fan, as Shane Grossman will tell you, what does he call me?
A tool. Is there any question that you're a tool?
No, I'm a tool. I'm a good one, though.
No, you're a hammer.
That's true.
That's a bad tool.
Well,
you can't do a whole lot with a hammer.
Well, Artem's a Russian hammer, so I'll be the Irish hammer.
Oh, now you're Irish.
I mean, it's better than your Irish accent. Do your Irish accent.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's Conor McGregor.
That's a classic. No, but no. I mean,
have you been to Ireland?
No, of course not.
Okay, well, I have.
All right.
Have you been to London?
No.
Oh, I have.
I haven't been on that side of the water.
Have you been to Japan?
No.
I have. Have you been to Brazil?
I haven't been to Biloxi, Mississippi either, so leave me alone. If I got to cross water going east or west, I'm not going. I only go south, South America, like Miami.
Because it's so safe there.
Like Miami.
Key West.
Yeah, those are South American cities.
How much would I have to pay you? I would like you to take a canoe.
Okay.
From Key West to Cuba.
It's only 90 miles.
I know. Well, most of the time they come from Cuba to Key West. I want you to go Key West to Cuba.
Well, I have a passport. They'll let me back. Or they'll let me leave. Isn't that messed up? Like, they wouldn't let you leave to go to UFC in Toronto?
Or Mexico.
Yeah,
all right, so back to me proving, as always, your comment is silly. It's not about just the main event.
Right. Of course.
It was a decent card.
It was a good card.
I would really like to see them start 6 in the East, 3 in the West. I want the main event, I want the main card to start at 6 p.m.
I mean, with ESPN, don't you think they're going to start doing things like that?
Absolutely not.
No? You don't think so?
No. They're not going to change. It's going to be 10.
Yeah.
And I need it to be 6 so I can stay awake.
Right. Well, Paul Felder fight was good against Vic.
Never saw it. I slept through that, but I was awake for the Cain fight.
It's a pretty good fight.
Where do you stand on the Cain? Was it a slip? Was it a knee? Or did he get hit?
I think all three occurred at the same time. I definitely think that his knee was, buckled, and I think he got hit.
Well, his knee definitely buckled.
Yeah,
I mean, there's no doubt. But did he get hit? That's the question.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was all kind of a scramble, kind of awkward.
A big ups, I believe, to Ngannou. Booed all week long, chanted all week long. Had the opportunity to meet him at a Adam Hunter event,
okay,
at one of his comedy shows. And, he could have said something, and he didn't. He took the high road, and, I thought he acted very classy, like Freddie Blassie, and good for him.
Yeah, well, it was an entertaining fight card. I liked it. That was good.
Who's next for the heavyweight title? Is Cormier going to fight anybody?
I don't think so. What else does he have
to prove?
So
let's have a fake title then.
Because he can't go lose now. Because he'll never come back from it.
So do you go? Do you fight John Jones for the heavyweight title?
No, you stay away from Jones. I think Alex Smith takes Jones out. I think Alex Smith is a force. This guy's got 40-plus professional fights. He's like, I think this guy's a real deal.
Is he still the tight end of the Bucs or the quarterback of the Cardinals?
I thought he was the quarterback for the Chiefs.
Okay, Chiefs.
No, but I think this is a big fight for Jones. I think he's going to figure out where he's staying after this one.
Well, first and foremost, people say that all the time. Well, right. He has, but this is his next opponent. This guy.
Right.
I would agree with you. I think Alex is tough. I mean, there's no doubt. But a lot of people thought he was going to lose his last fight, where he single-handedly demolished him.
Okay.
So I think as long as John Jones doesn't come in thinking he's going to walk right through him, even though he's saying the right things, let's hope that...
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, the cool thing about ESPN and the UFC relationship now is that they're showing old fights on ESPN on different time zones, different old fights are playing.
Well, they did that on Fight Pass too, though.
I watched the John Jones-Ryan Bader fight, and I think Ryan Bader today beats John Jones today. I mean, I watched that fight. You can see Bader was young and inexperienced. And I think Ryan Bader right now, as a double champ, takes out John Jones right now today.
How about Czech Congo? Have you seen him and on Twitter and him calling out Bader and that, you know, it's his belt and they just handed Bader the belt? And, you know, again, I think it's more because you talk your way into fights.
Sure.
You know, and that he's won a couple fights and Bader's like, you know, just stand on the side and just be quiet.
Right. He should stand on the side, be quiet. I mean, you know, but look, talking fights, it works. I mean, Usman, he moved four places up to get a title fight with Woodley, passing Covington and other people on the list, you know, because he talked and called him out.
I don't know if he talked really that much. He responded. Now, is there a difference between talking and responding? Or when you're responding, are you still, you know, talking?
I think it's what have you done for me lately, and it's all about performance. Like, you put on an entertaining show, you put on a clinic.
Well, it's not. It's not about what have you done for me lately and putting on a show.
You put on DeSantos.
It's about talking your way into fights now.
If he went to a decision with DeSantos and barely, like, made it where it's convincing, like, or not convincing, where it like, could have been a draw. Like, if that was an unentertaining fight, he would not have got the title fight against
Woodley. I'm talking about Covington. I'm not talking about Usman. All right. So, were you also surprised that, and I'm sure you have no idea, that the Usos won the tag team titles in the pay-per-view Sunday after one of them just had an issue?
No.
And I believe it was in Detroit.
With a
confrontation with a officer?
No, I didn't know. Is that wrestling?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's...
Didn't they just have the... first tag team MMA fight? Not the 5-on-5 like they do in, like, you know, like Russia.
That is so unbelievable.
Isn't that cool?
We could do
like the Randy Regime versus everybody.
Who would we go against?
We could go against...
Now, would it be staff? Would it be fans? Would it be fighters that we believe are part of the Randy Regime? And I guess that's where we find out who our true friends are.
Oh, yeah.
Because if we think they're Randy Regime, but they go and they fight for another media outlet.
Or another restaurant.
Or another restaurant.
Because like, Tim Boach had the barbecue guys on lock. He was like, I mean, you don't want to mess with the Barbarian and his pit crew.
I want to just hang out with his array of meats.
We're going to bring him with the smoker down to the Grand Prix. Like, the pit crew. I mean, that would be the best pit party. I'm serious. There's a lot of like cross promotions here.
No, I'm good with that.
If you would have picked up the hotline, we could have like talked to a fan. If we still have any.
What hotline? What are you talking about?
Oh, didn't hear the phone ring?
They ordered a double pepperoni.
Well, it's a dual purpose hotline. You can also call the BAP signal in on that thing.
We used to do that.
Talk about like what it was like the talk on a phone that was like anchored to a wall. Like, tell the fans like what it was like.
Well, I don't know why that's funny.
I'm just saying, it's like history. Like,
you know. How about a AOL dial-up?
That's what we're using now with your computer.
Yeah, your dial-up and my computer.
That's the original computer, I think.
I don't know why you find that funny.
I don't know.
I'm cutting you back on all of these things that I've
reached out to. You put your son in exile.
He is in exile.
I'm the only one left.
I believe the show could be just as good, if not better, without you. And me just single.
Well, who would you argue with?
Myself.
And who would you talk to make yourself look good?
That's true. No, you,
I know my role.
Yeah.
I know my role well. I play it well.
You definitely have brought some there. Would you ever pay $10,000 for anything, for any sporting event? So allegedly $10,000 are for tickets to tonight's Duke-North Carolina game.
No, I mean, I think because I have too much experience and too much knowledge about how it all works. Like,
hold on a second. You have knowledge on what?
Well, just like sporting events, like all of them.
What kind of knowledge do you think you have?
Like, well, like how to, like, you know, like the real fun is like the week of, like the build up, the you know, backroom interviews, the media buffets. You know, like I've learned from the best. Like, I'm not there for the actual event. I'm just there for the food.
The media buffets. That's the best. So,
but yeah, no, I wouldn't pay $10,000 to watch anything because I can see the highlights and, you know, an hour after it's over.
Now, I will tell you this much as we're waiting for Mickey Gall in L.A. Back in the day when I covered the Buccaneers, when they were at the old $1, we did get to eat there. And it was a buffet. So Jose would put the Cubans and everything on the table. And literally, media is walking by the table with a plate, putting food on a plate right next to one of the Buccaneers.
It's awesome.
So it could be Warren Sapp, me, Derek Brooks, Mark Royals, you know, the two more media people, on and on and on.
There you go.
This has been a successful no-call day.
It's great.
I'm between bad computers, bad internet, and bad phone service.
Well,
what?
Well, at least we're undefeated. Our record is zero.
Do you want to look at this weekend at all?
It's in Prague.
Yeah, so what does that mean?
I don't know what time they're going to play it.
Why don't play it? No, now they're playing.
When are they going to?
When are you going to play your fight?
Oh, Grossman called me a casual fan. Thanks, Grossman.
I'm not even sure you're casual.
I'm pretty casual. I got Dockers.
And you're not a fan. You're not media, and you're not a fan.
I'm media.
No, seriously.
I'm media all day.
Okay.
I'm always interviewing people. I can get a statement.
No. You know, I'm going to give you the next 10. Never mind. We're going to hit a break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio. We're brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. I'm going to do a SOS to Mickey Gall.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? This is Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
The Rugged Maniac returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 20th, and we hope you will join the Randy regime as we run the 25 epic obstacles from fire jumps, water slides, trampolines, underground tunnels, and much more in a three-mile course ending with beer and music. Register today at ruggedmaniac.com. Pick your race time and shirt size, and then get ready for the best time you've ever had. This is the Rugged Maniac 2019.
Party like a pirate at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Open weekends February 16th through March 31st. Discount coupons available at Hungry Howie's Pizza. Discount tickets available at Circle K and BayAreaRenFest.com.
Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream, where I can chase adventure like Maui and Moana.
Dream big with Rapunzel.
Anna proves family is forever.
And Belle shows us beauty is found within.
At Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream.
Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Coming to Amalie Arena March 21st through 24th.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
And we're back on Knockout Radio with Randy Harris and the Naked Pizza Man.
What's this Naked Pizza Man?
That's me. That's my given name. Like
your given name. You're such an idiot.
Can a fighter give himself his own nickname?
I asked you that, and you never answered.
I mean, the NBA guy did it. Sean Marion, didn't he give him, like, they call himself the Matrix?
Yeah.
Like you have to earn a nickname, right? Like right. I'm McDummy. I've earned that.
You have earned that.
I've earned that nickname. It worked hard.
There is absolutely no doubt. You've put a lot of time, effort, and stupidity into that name.
So I'm looking up flights to Biloxi. Like I found a Southwest airline flight. What do you think about Southwest?
What is that supposed to mean?
No, I'm just saying. Like you're like the flight expert. Like you know all these airlines. You've had good and bad. You've been kicked off a plane.
I've never been kicked off a
plane. Was there a video of you getting tooth knocked out and they drug you off?
I've never been kicked off.
Who was that guy? United? Remember that guy?
That was a doctor.
A doctor, right?
You want me to tell you about my phone call to Southwest today?
No, you called him today.
I did call him
today. Oh, sweet.
All right, so I got an email that I'm eligible to register for free A-List. You know about A-List?
No.
Okay, A-List is the first ones on the plane.
Okay.
Now you have
priority boarding.
Right. All that kind of stuff. So all you have to do is in the next 90 days, fly 3 round trip flights or 6 individual legs.
Okay.
Right. But you cannot book them, at least the 6 that you need, until after you've registered for A-List.
Okay.
Well, I'm flying to Vegas next Tuesday.
Right.
I have my flights booked for Philadelphia on Southwest. Do I need to tell you what I did?
You're going to Nashville on the 23rd, the week before Philly.
No, I'm going to Nashville in April.
Oh, yeah, for the Make-A-Wish.
And I'm going to New Orleans to go to Biloxi.
Sure.
So that's 2 round trips.
Right.
Now, I probably will do another, but sometimes you have to be smarter than a box.
Okay.
So I called Southwest.
Okay.
And I asked, what can I do? I already know what I want to do, but what can I do? I have a flight to Philadelphia next month that I just booked yesterday. Longfellow deed story short, I canceled the flight.
Okay.
I now have a voucher.
Okay.
I rebooked the flight instantly.
Since you are registered, now you're eligible. That's your first flight.
That will be my first flight.
Okay.
So I don't know what's better. The fact that I'm just smarter, you know, than some, and I was able to, you know.
Circumvent the
system.
Right.
Or the fact that I got a $56 rebate. It's $56 cheaper today than it was yesterday.
It's even better.
It's unbelievable. So my first thing that I would tell you and to any of my travel fans, my travel students, is when you fly Southwest, first, I would fly Southwest as much as you can.
You like them.
I do like them.
Consistent, good service.
Consistent. There's plenty of planes. Some of the other airlines that are smaller, so if there's an issue. But the fact about Southwest is you can change your flight. With no cost.
Okay.
You just pay the extra if there is an extra. But the thing that they do that I don't think anybody else does is if it's cheaper, they give you the money back. So I'm now going to Philadelphia to cover the UFC, to cover opening day for the Phillies and Braves. It's Phillies and Braves. Bryce Harper will probably be a Philly by then.
Pretty cool.
Also, we will go to the 76ers and some little band named Kiss.
Wow.
For about $119 round trip.
Very cool.
Not too bad.
Sounds like a good weekend. I wish I didn't have a family.
Well.
All I got to do is get rid of the family. I could be there.
Well, you don't have to get rid of them. Just stay away from them. Right.
I'm trying.
Now, Nashville's the week before.
I know.
Or are you going to have family responsibilities then, too?
Well, I got family responsibility every day. I got a 6 and a 4-year-old. I got family stuff to do every day.
Can't you have somebody, pay somebody to fill in?
Who could fill in my life? I got 15 grown adults that I babysit daily.
And then the children.
And then I got my kids. So.
All right.
It's just not in the cards.
That was my little Southwest.
Well, speaking of cards, I had some legendary Cardinal catcher ate dinner here the other night. I told him you're a bat boy, so you probably, when he played actively, you were probably the bat boy for him.
Does this person have a name?
Yes. I have to check the wall because he signed it.
Like you're going to be able to read anything on that.
Well, I can see a Caleb Vintnock wrote, No regards. I can see that clear as day because I got vision. And you didn't tell me about what I'm judging in the pageant coming up. So what are we doing?
All right. There is a beauty pageant.
Is it bikinis, like swimwear?
There is a beauty pageant, but that's not my favorite pageant that I'm judging.
I got LASIK just for that event.
Is there any possibility you can shut up? Just ask him.
Sure.
Okay. So after I fly back from Philadelphia,
and
you're going to be with your family, so you're not going to be able to hang
out. Leave my family out of this. I'll decide what things are important.
That weekend is the Cuban Sandwich Festival.
Okay.
And I have judged it the last couple of years.
Okay.
And so...
So you're going to judge a sandwich competition?
I would much rather judge a food competition.
I thought it was going to be something good. Like
that's not good?
Like the Gasparilla, like bikini competition.
The Cuban Sandwich Festival to judge is pretty cool.
I guess.
I'm the best judge there is.
I bet.
Just saying. Just letting you know. It's true. And then I'll be judging this Saturday as well for War Class Fight Link.
Oh, is that this Saturday?
It is this Saturday.
That's exciting. That's cool. So you're still registered in the state of Florida. Like, does that ever expire? Do you have to keep redoing certifications, or is it a lifetime thing?
Here's the thing. We're both registered in the state of Florida, but for two different reasons.
Okay.
I'm a licensed judge.
Okay.
You're registered for something else.
You
don't want me to say it publicly.
What?
That you're on those rolls.
What rolls?
You know, the list of people that you want to stay away from.
I'm not on any of those lists. I've never been to jail. How can you be on a list if you've not been to jail?
So you've been to prison?
No, I've never been to prison. But if I go, I'll be the pizza man. I use a steel bowl as a mixer, you know, like the toilet, and I'm at Pizza House, jail pizzas, and eat, sleep, train, work out. I'll probably come out of Mr. Olympia. Like, seriously, it sounds glorious. I mean, you get
yeah, it's glorious.
Conjugal visits, right?
What would your female name be? Just asking.
McDummy. And they could send me the suit. I'd wear that in jail.
You need to get.
The power of the McDummy.
Okay, can you get the. You have 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today to have your internet fixed.
What about the red mohawk? I got to get my hair back.
No, you don't.
The power of the mohawk.
No.
It's important.
It's not.
It is.
It's not. Is the Mohawk in the Hall of Fame, or is the...
How is Bruce Buffer going to recognize me when I see him?
The same way that he'll recognize you with a red mohawk. No. Not at all.
Actually, while you're in Philly, you're going to go see Michael Buffer? That's where he's from.
That's where I'm from. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to the old houses.
Did you guys ever patch up your relationship?
We don't have a problem. Michael or Bruce or I.
There's no head-to-head?
No, we don't have
You have a cease and desist letter from him.
I do. Hey, so but I have a few of those. I do.
What's your most famous one? What's your best cease and desist letter?
Pat Summerall.
What did you do to Pat?
I didn't do anything to him.
What did he claim you did to?
He claimed that I infringed on his trademark.
What was his trademark?
Instant replay. He claimed that he owned the words instant replay.
Really?
Yeah. And so I used to call the show Instant Replay.
So if I say I invented the internet, will Al Gore send me a cease and desist?
Probably.
Will you email it to me?
Yeah.
On the internet I invented?
He'll mail it to you. So really, that's pretty smart. Because then you'd have a letter signed by Al Gore. Just saying.
My cease and desist letter emailed and signed by.
There was a judge in Tampa, Harry Coe.
Okay.
They used to call him Hanging Harry Coe.
Okay.
So this isn't a cease and desist, but I got a letter when I had someone arrested for a bad check and signed by Harry Coe.
Okay.
It hangs on the wall with my cease and desist as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Anything else I can bore you with?
I don't know.
We got 3 minutes if you want to look ahead to the fight this weekend. Or do you,
it's in Prague.
Do you truly know? Well, who cares where it is?
Well, because what time are they going to air it here? Like, it's going to be a delay. It's already happened. It's like history. By the time they air it here live, tape delay.
Well, no, it wouldn't be live if it's tape delay.
What time is it in Prague right now?
Alexa?
That chick don't know, Jack. I got a virus on my phone now. I think it's this holder.
This was an action-packed show with and without our guests.
We don't need guests to entertain ourselves.
That's definitely true.
Let's see here.
We can figure out how to make this $2,000 computer work.
Since I'm a casual fan, I don't even know who the title fight is. It's Blachowicz versus Santos.
It's not even that you don't know. It's you can't pronounce them.
Doesn't matter.
No, that's the beauty of having you around.
They need nicknames.
Well, give them one.
Jan B versus Thiago Santos. With a hyphen in the
middle. Or just go by initials.
I don't know. But that's your title fight.
It's not a title fight. That's your main event. Title fight.
It's a title fight for Prague. What are they fighting for? Like a rock or?
I don't know. What's Prague known for?
Rocks.
Rocks.
I don't know. Like, is there anything you bought this from Prague? You're like, oh, I imported this cherry. I mean, is there anything?
What would you buy from Prague? What would you import?
I don't know. I don't know what Prague is known for.
I know. I mean, I have an Afghanistan stand at the end of the bed.
Afghanistan.
Just holds my Afghan. It's a pretty good joke.
Oh, just got a text message.
We've been canceled.
Yeah. No, Mickey just woke up.
Did he really?
I think so.
Maybe he's in Prague. Well, I don't know what time it is over there.
Yeah, he's up. Oh, good. That's a good thing. We got a minute.
Well, you got Steven Struve versus Marcos De Lima.
I mean, just talk us out. Butcher all the names on this card.
I don't even know who they are.
Is there any name on this card that you can pronounce?
John Dodson.
Okay. All right.
Done.
The magician. That's not bad.
Now, did he give himself the nickname?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, I don't know who
he gave called it. Himself the magician.
I don't know who called it. I don't know.
Well, it's kind of like the movie with Will Ferrell. It's like the Magic Man.
I never saw that.
Now you see me? No, you don't.
I don't
come on. That's Talladega Nights, baby.
I don't.
Oh, speaking of Daytona 500, your boy Denny Hamlin won. Local Tampa native.
Did you say Denny Hamlin?
Denny.
And I don't think he's from Tampa.
He's a Tampa native.
I don't think he is.
That's what they said.
But it was kind of a weird, crazy story, and I know we only have a minute left. Gibbs Racing 1-2-3.
Okay.
And I think Kyle Busch could have won it, but there's a golden rule. You race your teammates as hard as possible, but you do not wreck them. Because they're all owned by Gibbs.
Sure.
So Gibbs went 1-2-3. J.D. Gibbs, who just recently passed away, was on Hamlin's car. His sticker was on the car. And I believe he's the one that found Denny Hamlin.
Wow.
So just kind of eerie, just like Earnhardt and all that kind of stuff. All right, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank everybody for all they do. I want to thank their sponsors, 8-Man Strong and Snapstone. Hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At Mickey Pizza Man 1.
See everybody next week.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.